Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello there, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It is January 19th, 2021. We've got all the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. I know, 2021's still feeling a bit like 2020, isn't it? There is hope it's going to get better, but that doesn't mean the old C thing that keeps spreading around us means it's going away anytime soon. Therefore, we might be seeing some extra little features on our smartwatches. You know, the ones we wear for fitness and all that? Well, they might now play a valuable role in early detection of COVID-19. At least that's what the researchers over at Mount Sinai have said. They've actually found that the Apple Watch can detect small changes to a user's heartbeat that actually might indicate that they have the coronavirus, even up to a full week before they even feel sick. In fact, there's actually a certain company right now, which I'm actually still trying to find the name of, that is actually developing a custom wearable to detect COVID-19. Though it probably would make more sense to have this integrated in some software update for current smartwatches. As with the Apple Watch, it actually showed significant changes in HRV metrics even before people had a positive nasal swabble confirming the COVID-19 infection. Now, of course, with anything as such research, yeah, there's still a long way to go on this. And we don't even know if Apple's fully involved yet. But though, chances are if it helps sell a few watches, yeah, I bet they'll be on board pretty soon. Not to mention if it helps us get this whole damn thing under control. Yep, full headline in the Wall Street Journal the other day, the FAA has approved the first fully automated commercial drone flights. In fact, it's actually American Robotics that's the first company that will be allowed to operate their drones without needing a human pilot on board. However, though, there still will be some humans involved. They actually still need to assign a human to each and every flight who will run through a safety checklist. That's before takeoff and inspect the aircraft with remote tools. So not completely fully automated yet, but it's a lot nearer than it was. And even though the FAA has given the okay for autonomous drones in the U.S., it's only in a few states currently. So you might want to look up if you're in Kansas, Massachusetts, or Nevada, because that's where it's taking place first. Hey, Mac users, did you want to run Microsoft Edge beta on it? Well, you can now if you really feel like it. I know, nothing to get woohoo excited about. But your M1 Mac, yeah, it can do it now. It's fully optimized, at least according to Microsoft. This is according to the folks over at Windows Central reporting that Microsoft has released its full beta version of the Edge with native support for Apple Silicon. Now, yeah, there were Canary and dev versions that actually were in December and even earlier this month. Those were a bit rough around the edges, though, to say the least. With the better beta now, things seem to be running a little bit smoother, though not polished yet. Meaning if you're needing a really stable browser for your work, yeah, I wouldn't go here yet. As far as when the stable release will be hitting our screens, according to Microsoft, it should be relatively soon, though no date was given. And finally, hey, speaking of Apple, you've been trying to sideload your iPhone apps there on your Silicon Mac? Yeah, that's a no-go. Yep, Apple's completely turned that off if you wanted to unofficially install iOS apps into your M1 Macs. Yeah, we all know iOS apps are still available in the Mac App Store, but they don't have the developer's approval to be run on Mac OS. And up until, well, pretty much now, there was actually a workaround that you could actually install third-party software to install the apps without having to use the Mac App Store. Just like anything, though, Apple got wind of it and said, Yeah, we can't do that. Yes, now when you try to install an unsupported app on an M1 Mac, that's running, of course, Mac OS 11.1, you're going to get a lovely error message saying that we couldn't install it, and you should try again later. And don't bother, it ain't going to happen. Now, if you're running Mac OS 11.2 beta, it's a little different for you. It flat out just says this application cannot be installed because the developer did not intend for it to run on this platform. Yep, direct, straight to the point. Thank you, Apple, for taking that fun away. Have you got a story and no one else is listening to you? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, the official website. You can get subscribed to all the podcasts over there, of course. Of course, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, too, and other popular podcast platforms. Give us a like on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join our BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you're having a great Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.